Wednesdays at this time, we check in with infectious disease specialist Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. There is still some confusion about COVID-19 shots. There are four different ones, and a lot of our listeners have been emailing us and texting us asking about how to kind of figure out which one you should take. Can you explain the differences?
Sure. So there are three available messenger RNA vaccines and one protein subunit vaccine. The three available messenger RNA vaccines include the one by Pfizer, which is just a standard spike that's homed and focused on the specific type of circulating species of SARS-CoV-2 right now. And then there's a Moderna that's almost identical to that Pfizer one in terms of what it does. Then the new Moderna one, the one that's called mNEXSPIKE, what they did was they are not giving you the whole spike message. They're only giving you the receptor binding domain and the N-terminal domain, which are the two critical parts that you want to make the most potent neutralizing antibodies to. So, and then last, of course, we have that protein one, which has certain benefits, but the protein one is not quite as good as the messenger RNAs in being able to produce what we call the type of T cell, the cytotoxic T lymphocytes that kill virus-infected cells. But they are phenomenal at making great antibodies, and they also wake up the antibody-making cells very early. So there's some advantages there to that one. Among the messenger RNA vaccines, unless there's any reason not to use the messenger RNA vaccines, that new mNEXSPIKE is the one that has the highest efficacy and safety of all. Now, so that's the one I took actually just last week. But if there's any reason why somebody cannot take a messenger RNA vaccine, they should then take the Novavax, which is that protein subunit vaccine.
And are these all available now?
All available now, right. Of course, there are differences in different states as to the availability because, you know, it's sort of a bit of a cluster going on right now based on federal changes. Mm-hmm. But where you have some states that are phenomenal, like Hawaii and California and Oregon and Washington, where anybody, if they show up to a pharmacy, even a tourist coming from Chicago, can get the vaccine at their pharmacy, no questions asked, and kind of the way it was before, no age restrictions, etc. But other states have specific regulations. Illinois is actually very good. Florida is getting better, and it's not so bad as long as you fit the federal criteria. Can I talk to you a little bit about the Nobel Prize? Because really, it's so exciting what's come out.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about this big headline, trio receives Nobel in medicine for immune system discoveries. And then I found out this morning that one of the people is an Elmhurst native, Fred Ramsdell. He's sharing the award with the two other researchers for their discovery. So I know it's complicated. Is there a way in layman's terms you can explain this?
Let me try and do this as quick as I possibly can and as easy as I can make it. The most important person of the three is not Fred, although I love Fred. It's Sakaguchi, our Japanese friend, because he's the first one back in 1995 who identified the cells that are so important to taming the immune response, to, you know, basically saying, slow down, there's just too much inflammation going on here, or you already killed that virus, you already killed the bacteria, you got to calm things down, otherwise you get things like an autoimmune disease, or you reject a transplant that you don't want to reject, right? Mm-hmm. So he found the cells, he found a marker, he found that they have CD25, which is, you know, it's a particular receptor for interleukin-2 that that these were the cells that if they were damaged, you wound up with autoimmune disease. So that was critical. Then Mary Bronkow and Fred Ramsdell, back in 2001, they were looking at a particular autoimmune disease that happens in mice and also in humans. And the humans, for example, their problem is they're immune deficient, and at the same time, they're attacking their own organs, especially their endocrine organs. So they were trying to figure out why that was happening, and they found the gene that creates these regulatory T cells that Sakaguchi had identified back in 95. So that was super cool. Then once Mary and Fred had done that, Sakaguchi says, oh, okay, let's see, what else can we do to figure out how they do this? And he went through and did a few experiments and showed exactly what that gene did and how that gene function was so critical to taming the immune system. And now with their work and that of many others, we are now using that knowledge for people with transplants, people with autoimmune diseases and cancers, because one of the things that, and this has revolutionized cancers, is that these Treg cells, they actually tell the cells that are supposed to kill the cancer, stop working. Hmm. So the way we use this knowledge is by saying, well, let's turn off what the Tregs are doing, right? So one of the things these Treg cells is they actually pluck off the surface of the cytotoxic T cells that kill cancers. They pluck off the ability of those cytotoxic T cells to work. So by turning off the Treg cells, you then slap awake those cells that can kill your cancer cells. And that's just been revolutionary.
I was reading about how experts are calling these findings critical to understanding not only the cancer treatment effects, but autoimmune diseases like type 1 diabetes and rheumatoid arthritis, lupus as well. Dr. Marty, before I let you go, just one more quick question about those COVID shots. Side effects on all four of those pretty much the same?
Well, I mean, yeah, pretty much the same in for the 99.9% of people that don't have some underlying reason why they might react to lipids that are in the messenger RNA vaccines or, right? So, mm-hmm. I mean, yes. And I can tell you, all I had was a sore arm for a day and a half, and that was it. So
we'll post this conversation because I know a lot of listeners want to hear the information again about the difference in the four vaccines. There's a lot to digest there. So if you go to our show page later at WGNRadio.com, you can listen to our conversation with Dr. Marty, and also you can send it to somebody that may want to know. Thank you, Dr. Eileen Marty, Florida International University. Talk to you next week.
Always a pleasure.